Christian Audio presents Bloodline, Tracing God's Rescue Plan from Eden to Eternity, by Skip Heitzig, narrated by Skip Heitzig.
Introduction. Redemption's Scarlet Thread. History hinges on a single pivotal event, the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ on the cross. There, God's great redemption of mankind was accomplished, a rescue mission that culminated at the end of Christ's 3.5-year public ministry, but began before the world was formed. This incredible tapestry is woven throughout the Scriptures in red. The great Bible teacher of yesteryear, William Evans, noted, "Cut the Bible anywhere and it bleeds. The blood of Jesus stains every page, every book, in both Testaments." Evans observed that the atonement is the scarlet cord running through every page in the entire Bible. It is red with redemption truth. Jesus himself intimated this connectedness, this bloodline of redemption. After his atoning death and resurrection, he approached two unnamed disciples who were consumed with discouragement as they were walking to a town near Jerusalem. Disillusioned over Jesus' execution, they didn't recognize him by face, nor did they expect what they were about to hear. They tried to explain to this stranger what had happened, even though they were unaware of what had really happened. Jesus was risen and standing right there. He told them, "O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" The author Luke then explained, "And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the Scriptures the things concerning himself." Luke 24:25-27. I still groan with longing every time I read that passage, wishing that sermon from Jesus had been recorded. How I wish we could read Jesus' own interpretation of Old Testament prophetic scriptures. This first post-resurrection message covered how Jesus was anticipated and predicted in the Old Testament. He must have pointed to highlights like Abraham's near sacrifice of his son on the very mountain where Jesus, the Son of God, would die centuries later. He probably told them how the Exodus from Egypt prefigured our Exodus from the slavery of sin made possible by his death. I can almost hear him describing the blood sacrifices of Leviticus, the servant prophecies of Isaiah predicting Christ, and so many Psalms long considered to be messianic in nature.